One man's waste is another man's treasure. That old saying captures the spirit of anyone who's ever held a stoop sale. But what if you had to find buyers for something that weighed 300,000 tons? On the east side of Manhattan, the 2nd Avenue subway is generating huge volumes of ground-up rock. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports there is a market for this rubble, but moving and selling it can be a risky business.
This is a story about the literal underground economy. We start in the future 2nd Avenue 96th Street Station, a vast hall as cool and damp as a cathedral. For over a year, a giant drill bit has been chewing its way south from here, 50 feet every day through solid bedrock called Manhattan Schist. Touching the new wall of the southbound tunnel, project manager Aladdin Gelati says this rock, never before seen by human eyes, is twice as hard as concrete.
And nevertheless, you can see how the machine carves it like a piece of cake. Just like a chocolate or something.
Well, where there is cake, there are crumbs. And these stone crumbs pile up fast. Every day, trucks haul away 200 loads of flaky gray rock. A lot of the stuff ends up here. Armored Recycling occupies a dusty lot in Newark, New Jersey, near the airport. The business belongs to George Coyne, a retired New York City police officer, and a big promoter of subway rubble, he calls it mole rock, as building material.
It's proven, it's versatile, it's inexpensive. It's beneficial, so there's a lot of pluses to using this.
Coyne makes money by turning piles of mole rock into something builders want. He does this by running it through a machine with a fearsome name.
It's called a jaw crusher.
Right.
It goes into a jaw like this, and it crushes it.
The crusher drops the rock into three huge piles, half inch, three quarter inch, and 3 inch plus.
This looks like, you know, gravel in a driveway.
Right. That's a common use for it.
Coyne has sold 70,000 tons of mole rock to St. Peter's College, a Jersey City school that's building new dormitories. Another big customer is a contractor doing brownfields cleanup around North Jersey. Wholesale, this rock is cheap.
This product sells for about $11 a ton. That same material from a quarry would probably cost $26 a ton.
Unfortunately, if your business is mole rock, this is an incredibly bad time to be in business. Very few shopping malls or condos are being built. George Coyne has enough demand to take 1 to 2 tons of mole rock each day. But 2nd Avenue is producing 5 tons daily, 5 days a week, rain or shine.
It's relentless the way the material comes out nonstop.
Richard Bossy owns Rebco, the trucking company with the contract to move the mole rock. This is his problem. For Bossy, every day is a calculated bet. A bet that he'll spend less money disposing of the mole rock than he's paid for hauling it off-site. It's not a given. Depending on the day, the only buyers might be far away, which would mean higher costs in time and fuel. He might even have to go to a landfill.
There's days that I lost money trucking it, but as a contractor, I felt I can't stop and shut them down.
Despite his commitment to the job, Bossy says last winter he had doubts. Then, in May, an unusual offer came in. A golf course in the Bronx being built by the Parks Department needed the rock. Only catch was, they had absolutely no money to pay for it.
Sound good to me, because obviously we need to get paid for the material, which a lot of the times it's just enough to cover the union trucking cost.
And yet, Bossy thought, this would eliminate a lot of uncertainty. With the golf course, he'd always have a place open and willing to take the rock. What's more, it was only an 11-mile drive from 2nd Avenue.
You know, with one truck, in other words, instead of doing 3 loads to New Jersey to a spot I may be getting paid for, trying to be profitable, if I could make 5 loads to Ferry Point, I could pay the trucks and still make something for myself.
Fully half of the 2nd Avenue mole rock is now going to the Ferry Point Golf Course. When it's built, the course will boast design by Jack Nicklaus, views of the New York skyline, and pure Manhattan schist below the fairways and bunkers. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.